morning's church service. I feel like. My name's Jeff Kaufman. Here is Stephen Sanfilippo. We're going to have Dick Holdstock and Alan McLeod. Jerry Bryant's going to step in for a tune. And John Shaw is going to come in too.
Carol's going to sing with us.
And Carol's going to sing. Carol Holdstock will be singing with Dick and Alan.
Yeah.
This is a workshop on songs of immigration. Mm-hmm. Now, actually, there's some other. If some other folks in the crowd want to come up and do something, I'm sure we'll have some room too.
He's an American citizen.
Are we supposed to sit down and relax for this?
Or stand up and not relax?
You can stand up if you like.
I'm not going to stand for this. I figured that we kind of start at the beginning here, and I'd like to do a song that came out of, probably was written just about the time of our revolution or so, but it talks about the good old colony days. Of course, the first people that came over here were coming in from England, and now we have an image of all of these early settlers being very stoic and stern folks. However, that wasn't entirely the case, and this song suggests that this is a bit of a warning to these fellows, because it talks about a couple of three fellows who got in a bit of trouble because they would not sing. Now, for the rest of this workshop, you may hear some choruses. You best sing along. Just take a warning from the song. In the good old colony days, we lived under the king. Three roguish chaps fell into mishaps because they would not sing. I've invited a few extra people to come in and do one or another song that they might know that bears on the idea of immigration. So I'd like to have Jerry Bryant. He's got to get over to another workshop. But I'd like to have Jerry do something Finnish.
That's right.
No, we're just beginning.
No Finnish jokes.
No.
You hear them all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, when I found out we were doing a workshop on immigration songs, I got in touch with my mother, who's from Finland, and said, "Do you know any Finnish immigration songs?" And sure enough, she had a tape, so she sat down and transcribed all the words out and gave me the tape, and I learned the tune. And it's the hardest damn thing to learn a song that you don't know what it means. Just these words, you know, my Finnish is so rudimentary.
You didn't get the translation for this.
Oh, I have the translation. Oh, okay. I do know what it means, but you can't associate the words by what they mean. So If I stare off into space and take a long pause.
Can you give us a translation before you...
I've got it all worked out. I'll sing the verse in Finnish and then the verse in English. And so you'll get the sense of it. But I may come up blank for a couple seconds in between verses, so bear with me. It's called... what is it called? I'm Going to America. And just a couple of verses about, you know, this and that. It's a young fellow who's heading on. It's got a little chorus that repeats every second line, and you can certainly sing along. It goes, hey, rim-po-ta-rim-pon, him-pon, pila-pila. Hey, him-po-ta-rim-pon, rim-pon, pila-pila. That's all you get to do, so help me out. Hey, him-po-ta-rim-pon, rim-pon, pila-pila. And that's nonsense. That's the Finnish equivalent of, hey, dairy down, dairy down, dairy down. A little bit of trivia there.
Sing that.
That's it. Hey, himputa rimpun rimpun pila pila. Yeah, yeah.
Is it not to that tune, I hope?
Oh, it's like that. You'll see. You'll get it. No, it's not hey, dairy down. Whoop, sticky buttons. Merala olen minä syntynyt, hei himputa rimpun rimpun pila pila. Merala olen minä syntynyt, kanivan kanella vuotu. Well, I was born upon the sea, hei himputa rimpun rimpun pila pila. I was born upon the sea and christened on the deck. American laivan kannella, hei himputa rimpun rimpun pila pila. American laivan kannella, on risti ja seini vuotu. Well, on ship to America, hei himputa rimpun rimpun pila pila. On the deck of the American ship, there I cut my teeth. America laiva vastan minnes, hei himputa rimpun rimpun pila pila. America laiva vastan minnes, he oli limppua. On the ship to America, hei himputa rimpun rimpun pila pila. On the ship to America, we eat good bread every day. Real simple words. Siellä ne kopari päälin päällä, hei himputa rimpun rimpun pila pila. Siellä ne kopari päälin päällä, koskee kohan vaale. Over there on copper ranges, himputa rimpun rimpun pila pila. Over there on copper ranges, boils the American coffee. Yeah, that's the way they sing over there. Nuoren meripojan sundanon, hei himputa rimpun rimpun pila pila. Nuoren meripojan sundanon, on koski kuohon vaale. Of that one. And now this young sailor boy's heart, hey, rimputa rimpun rimpun pila pila. Now this young sailor boy's heart is pounding like the river's rapids. Merry Orleans in the internet, hey, rimputa rimpun rimpun pila pila. Merry Orleans in the internet, on laiva kannella vuotu.
This is a Sicilian song that I learned from my father, who learned it from his father, who learned it from his father, who learned it from his father, and back, we traced it in the family till about 1840 at the very latest, probably before that, and it came over to America with my father's father in 1907 from Sicily. The name of the song is Le Tre Sore, or The Three Sisters, and it's about a man who's in love with three sisters, and he can't make up his mind which one to marry, and it's killing him. He's going to die. Now, the first sister, Lacurane, the big one, Kefukurane, has a big fire. She's very passionate. Now, the second one, La Mezzana, Quante Bajana, she carries a lot of baggage, is exactly what it means. She's buxom, that's the one I would go for. And the third one is Me Benarica, which in the dialect of Sicilian, which my family speaks, my grandfather and my father claimed that that means she's going to give me the hiccups. Which, think of it as being sensual. It means that I'm going to lose control of my breathing over her. Okay? And it has a chorus, which is, what was that finish again that you just had?
Putarim, putarim, pum, pila, pila, pila.
This is the Sicilian equivalent, which goes, e di di do la 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 la, e di di do la 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 la.
I like
this. That's the finish, and that's the finish and the Sicilian for the Gaelic musha rigum durum da. So the chorus is, e di di do la 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 la, e di di do la 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 la, and then the last verse, the last line, da da da, and then la verita, it's the truth. Okay? And I'm offering for you to sing along with me, and since this is a Sicilian song, it's an offer you can't refuse. Si mi piglio, si mi piglio, sogno mande, sogno mande di tresore, qua non immore, qua non immore. Si, sogno mande di tresore, qua non immore la verità. E di di do la 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 la, e di di do la 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 la, con amore la verità. E di di do la 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 la, e di di do la la la, con amore la verità. Se mi piglio la carana, che fu corana, che fu corana. Se mi piglio la carana, che fu corana la verità. E di di do la 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 la, e di di do la 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 la, che fu corana la verità. E di di do la 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 la, e di di do la 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 la, che fu corona la verità. Se mi piglio la mezzana, quante bagiana, quante bagiana. Se mi piglio la mezzana, quante bagiana la verità. E di di do la 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 la, e di di do la 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 la, quante bagiana la verità. E di di do la 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 la, e di di do la 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 la, quante bagiana la verità. Se mi picchio la chionica, me pere ricca, me pere ricca. Se mi piglio la chiunica, mi benarica la verità. E di di do la 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 la, e di di do la 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 la, mi benarica la verità. E di di do la 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 la, e di di do la 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 la, mi benarica la verità. Sogno mande de tresore, quando è amore, quando è amore. Sogno mande de tresore, quando è amore la verità. E di di do la 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 la, e di di do la 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 la, quando è amore la verità. E di di do la 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 la, e di di do la 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 la, quando è amore la verità.
Bravo.
Yes, I would.
Could I just say something for the moment? You know this famous sailor song, Reuben Ramsay.
Well, my theory is an American ship, these are Japan. Japan is a place where they used to load salt. There's a thing that's in New Bedford, in Sicily. And they heard a Sicilian sailor, a fisherman, a tuna fisherman, singing it. His name possibly was Lorenzo, and they chopped it down. They pinched his name and used it for the chorus. They put English words, they probably shanghaied him and brought him to New Bedford or something. Here they have his song, I'll give you one verse, in Sicilian. Jensen, amorphous galumpa, lumpa voo, lumpa, and major left calami, lumpa voo, lumpa, and lumpa voo, lumpa means put out the lamp. In other words, you make bottoms up when you're drinking. Lumpa voo, lumpa. I used to know about half a dozen verses, but I forgot. I thought you might be interested because all things say what is Ruben Ramsey came from. That's what it came from. Sicily.
They have the word.
As we all did.
Stan, I believe you have some more verses of that in your book, don't you?
I have. Yes,
several verses, isn't it?
Yes, I forgot.
In Portuguese, right? In Portuguese, too.
They're all drinking verses.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, we like that too. Here's an immigration song, and it has to do with the potato famine in Ireland. And of course, I don't think that we can really quite understand how bad that famine was, how many thousands of people died. Just, I mean, it was very similar to what we see going on today in North Africa. But in any event, the lucky ones were able to leave. And what they did was they went to Liverpool. And tried to get on ships coming to America, so many of them. In fact, so many of them didn't get out of Liverpool because the ships sailed away with their gear and everything after they paid their way, and they sent them off and they got away without them. But it's got to be so bad there that the deal is that we're still trying to make an arrangement that we'll give back Ireland to the Irish if they'll give Liverpool back to the English, and that's it.
I'll give them Boston,
but,
too.
This is a song called Across the Western Ocean. It's the chorus is, Amelia, where are you bound to? And Across the Western Ocean are the two parts of the chorus.
Don't make it so nice, mate. It's where are you bound to?
Okay, where are you bound to? All right, where are you bound to? Oh, the times are bad and the wages low.
Amelia, where are you bound to?
The Rocky Mountains will be my new home.
Across the Western Ocean,
a land of promise there you'll see.
Amelia, where you're bound to?
I'm bound away across the sea.
Across the Western Ocean,
I'll make my way to Liverpool.
Amelia, where you're bound to?
To Liverpool, the Packet School.
Across the Western Ocean,
there's Liverpool Pat with his tarpaulin net.
Amelia, where are you bound to?
There's Yankee John, the packet rat.
Across the Western Ocean,
I'm bound away from friends and home.
Amelia, where are you bound to?
I'm bound away to search for gold.
Across the Western Ocean,
beware of packet ships, I say.
Amelia, where are you bound to?
They'll steal your goods and they'll sail away.
Across the Western Ocean,
mothers and sweethearts, wife, goodbye.
Amelia, where are you bound to?
Wives and sweethearts, say goodbye.
Across the Western Ocean,
all the times are bad and the wages low.
Amelia, where are you bound to?
The Rocky Mountains will be my new home.
Across
John, would you like to go? I'd like to bring on John Shaw. Have the privilege of getting something in Gaelic as well. You're going to hear more languages today than you want to remember. But
they do work, don't they?
Please do. Sit right down, make yourself at home.
I live in Cape Breton Island in Nova Scotia, which is still has quite a few people who speak Scottish Gaelic who came from the Western Highlands during the last century. And there's still quite a few songs in Gaelic which are remembered about their passage over. Most of the people who settled in Cape Breton were cleared out of the Highlands in the early 1800s by the Lairds, who decided that it was more profitable for them to have sheep on the land than to let people live there. So these people came over, and there's one song which I was thinking about this morning, which I hope I can remember, which describes what happened to the ancestors of the Gaelic-speaking people that live on the north shore of Cape Breton Island. And the verses describe, the first verse says, they threw us down on the shore like a stone thrown out of a net. And now here we are going up and down on the waves, wherever we're going to land on the other side. And after they get there, after he gets there, the composer of the song said, "When I go to the door, I see the forest towering over me. My eyes start to stream tears, and every bit of resolve that I have in my body disappears." Then he says, "We have to make moccasins out of." The skin from cow's legs, tanned with bark. The shirt is torn to ribbons on my back. Here I am crying out with hunger. This is certainly a very hard way to make a living. But if I owned land myself from which I could derive a living and had a sickle and a basket, then my children wouldn't be reduced to eating porridge, and the old one, as many people call their wives in Cape Breton, the old one wouldn't be constantly screaming at me. So that, I guess, was what you call a fairly graphic description of the pioneer life among Cape Breton Gaels. The way songs are sung in Gaelic in Cape Breton is unaccompanied. Very often you'll have one person singing the verses and everybody else joining in the chorus. And I guess what I'll do is I'll start with the chorus and then I'll sing the verses one after another. Hey, horos na vilet madis mora noch kami gatrain. Hier of Oscar Marma Warriors get nach door me ugahin. Haniel mo way ounce of valle, Haniel melana now sun cheer. Sound a hai a walk caran, horse na scatting yas na ling. Hura chin young kasha, what is marlech kahale galin. Yes, is who was and broish na tunic. There na chrúni sin ríchish. Nor a heich mi chon an darish, si mi chayas ma chion, si chini ma hul an ríchilig, heich a spirit as ma chaum. Mokish an bair an karsig, jain ar strach a grí ma graim, smiri ran a leish an achris, mi at na hachgain han am lwy. Nam big agam cleavis coran, ach chosni an gohin, chavig mo chwaun sa eir a vrochan, san jevas a chriw ma stri. Nam big agam bach da birach, ceir gynion gach tyvrach in an o eir a linii, haeder krynjat mögul. Shumagoich rivekan katas mi foskalas gugnan gruv, nam biga kainchiga gruv garich yin shigig rochalak sur. E horos na viller maris mora noch, amigat kain yura voskar mor ma woyars getna duar mi ugahin.
Al,
you see what it is, we don't understand it.
Yeah.
Do one
the
English.
Tune is awful from here.
American. This one, this song was collected in the Catskills, this particular version. And I don't want to get into trouble with the Sicilians here, but in fact, there were waves of immigration of different folks coming over, and in this particular case, it's the Irish who are a bit distressed by the Italians, the I-Italians who are coming over, you see.
E-Y-E-Italians.
So, just keep that in mind. Apparently McGinnis must have been a hod carrier of some kind. He gets called a clerk, or Clark, at the end of the song, but then he's climbing up and down a ladder with a three-cornered box. So I assume he was probably
a pod carrier.
I think he was carrying bricks. Last winter was a hard one, Mrs. O'Reilly, did you say? Tell yourself that knows it, it is for many a day. Your husband wasn't the only one locked behind the wall. Wild man McGinnis couldn't get a job at all. Rise up, Mrs. O'Reilly, don't give away the blues. You and I will cut a shine, new bonnets and new shoes. Hear the young ones cry, neither sign nor song. We'll wait till the times gets better and McGinnis gets a job. To these Italians, why can't they stay at home? We've plenty of our own trash to eat up all our own. Come like bees in the summertime, swarming here to stay. Contractors paying them 40 cents a day. Rise up, Mrs. O'Reilly, don't give away the blues. You and I will cut a shine, new bonnets and new shoes. Hear the young ones cry, neither sign or sob. We'll wait till the times gets better and McGinnis gets a job. Well, they work upon the railway, grease, rubble, snow and slush. One thing in their favor, Italians never get slushed. They always bring their money home, drinking all dinner wine. Oh, one thing I would like to say for you, shine new bonnets and new shoes. Hear the young ones cry, neither sign or sob. Wait till the times gets better when McGinnis gets a job. As summertime is coming, a job he'll surely get. Now McGinnis will go to work again. He makes a handsome move, climbing up the ladder all the way top. He's the man to handle the old three-cornered box. Rise up, Mrs. O'Reilly, oh, you and I will get a shine, new bonnets and new shoes. Hear the young ones cry, neither sign nor sob. Wait till the times gets better and McGinnis gets a job. Rise up, Mrs. O'Reilly, oh, give away the blues. You and I will get a shine, new bonnets and new shoes. Hear the young ones cry, neither sign nor song. The times they all got better and McGinnis got a job.
Okay. I have a high school folk music club at the school I teach at. We have 2,600 students in the school. We have 5 members of the club, which shows how popular traditional music is among high school students on Long Island. And we had an international night at the high school about a week ago, and they wanted us to sing an American folk song. So I figured, what could be more American than something Yiddish from the Lower East Side?
All right.
Here's my Yiddish-English dictionary, by the way. Anyone who speaks Yiddish, I apologize. Please correct my pronunciations afterward. It's a song called Maktir Istak Weiss, Silver is the Daylight. And it has a lot of beautiful allusions in it. And I'm sure that as many people are here are going to have as many different interpretations about just what the conditions of this song are. Maktir istak weiß und Tind istak schwarz, so der mein ist Leben, siedak mein Hart. Ich war stande gegessen, dratek nakanan, zu kuschen schein den Wolken, und so war dein Hand. Silver is the daylight, and blue is the sea. Bright is the new love you have brought to me. Let me stay near you always. Let our fingers twine. Let me kiss your rose-red lips. Let me call you mine. Last night I went to a wedding. I danced through the night. 1,000,000 pretty girls danced into my sight. 1,000,000 pretty girls, but none like you so fair, with your black and dancing eyes and your black and dancing hair. I see you everywhere in earth, sea, and sky. My love torments me as the days go by. My love torments me always as I sit alone and gaze at the black and shining vault where I sing my song of praise. Oh God in heaven, grant me my cherished dream. Not gold or rubies that vain and falsely gleam. Grant me a hut for my palace, where my love and I may be. In the green and pleasant meadows, where the silver streams flow free. Maktir istak weiß und Tind istak schwarz, so der mein ist Leben, siedak mein Herz. Ich war stande gegessen, dratek man anan, so kuschen schein der Faunen, und so war dein Hand. Wow.
I'd like to introduce my wife, Carol, who's going to sing a song.
This is a song of Irish immigration that I learned from a woman in Newcastle on Tyne. There's several versions of it, but this is the one she taught me. It's called The Green Fields of Canada. Farewell to the groves of shillelagh and shamrock. Farewell to the groves of green Ireland all round. May your hearts be as merry as any would wish it, since far away over the ocean we're bound. Oh, me father is old and me mother quite feeble. To leave their own country does grieve their hearts sore. The tears in great drops down their cheeks they are rolling. To think they must die on some foreign shore. But what matters it to me where my bones they may be buried? If in peace and contentment I shall live out my life, the green fields of Canada, they daily are calling, where I'll put an end to all misery and strife. So let's pack up your sea stars, consider it no longer. $10 a week isn't very bad pay. No taxes, no tithes to devour up your wages. When you're on the green fields of America, the mill towns are empty, the looms are quite silent. Gone are the spinners of flaxen and creel, gone o'er the ocean, gone journeymen, sailors, and fiddlers who played out the old mountain reel. Ah, but I mind the time when old Ireland was flourishing, and when most of her tradesmen made very good pay. But since our manufactories have crossed the Atlantic, so we must follow to America. Well, it's now to conclude and to finish these verses. If any poor Irishman should pass on my way with the best in the house, I would greet him and welcome at home on the green fields of America.
There's another immigration song that's still sung by some people in Cape Breton, which has to do with more with leaving Scotland than coming to Canada or to America. And they describe, in the song, it's described leaving a place near Jura, which is not so far from, I think, where your mother came from, Helen, and going on the ship, how everybody was, the tears that were shed because people knew they'd never see each other again. And they go on to say, when they put you on board the ship with the three masts, many people were sad, tears streaming down to the ground. I never believed that you would leave our town until I saw the white sails going up on the masts. And it describes some of the voyage. It's a song that's not sung much at all these days in Cape Breton, but I'll try a few verses of it. Oh, Hugh of Dee, Hugh of, oh, Hugh of, oh, Yahweh, fed me host naro kela reinyo me tal mo yawe tarsh mahidi juda small ho di par star skeg hil ko frasach mo hulan skun ma gul ri chin gahi nora khura ter par tu er wong Nandri crown if shemit cave agatur sach jaras true gotawu. Chachrit mi fo chachatu vi fagalavala agus na geis na siúl vana gan car a grí crawna. Gúl piúhyr, gúl brer, gúl ar as mer, gúl wahúg mi chareg mi, gus an geis mi san anerst. Nur a heich mi chuwila, go ila na marig, yo mi gruagach gau nawein, er a vat a chuwgarich. O hiwdaf di hiwdaf, o hiwdaf o iawi, fer mi host na rogeila, rhaen yw meit al mof iawi. Thank you.
I've heard so many different versions of songs I know that the ones that I know I'm starting to forget. Back in the early 1900s, when the immigration restriction movement was very big, one of the main writers on restricting immigration was a man named Madison Grant, who, among other things, founded the New York Zoological Society and did much to preserve the buffalo. His idea of preserving America. His idea of preserving America also meant keeping it Anglo-Saxon, and he wrote that the worst possible combination that you could have was Sicilians, Polish Jews, and blacks, that this would create the most inferior type of people. So since I've already done a Sicilian song and a Polish-Jewish song, I will now do a black song for the worst combination possible. The other night, Mr. Holdstock and Mr. McLeod sang a song called Shallow Brown, Shanty as a love song, and I know a version that's slightly different and explains another type of involuntary immigration into the United States. Fare thee well, I'm bound to leave you, shallow, shallow brown. Fare thee well, I'm bound to leave you, shallow brown. Oh, me love's a bright mulatta, shallow brown. On the island of Jamaica, shallow brown. Juliana, I truly love you, shallow brown. But I'm bound away to leave you, shallow brown. Oh, me master's going to sell me, shallow brown. Going to sell me to a Yankee, shallow brown. Gonna sell me for that dollar, shallow brown. For that great big Yankee dollar, shallow brown. Fare thee well, I'm bound to leave ya, shallow brown. Fare thee well, I'm bound to leave ya, shallow brown. Jeff asked me where I got that from a singer from Baltimore named Jonathan Eberhardt.
You fellas feel like wrapping it up?
Well, I was going to talk about the English and how wonderful they were at producing waves of immigration, because the English government we're talking about, not the English.
Not the working class, not the working class, they're all right.
The English government, when they had any malcontents around, notably the Scots and the Irish,
they either just transported them or they would force them out by economic reasons. And in Ireland, a great part of the